Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I should save this for the 8 o'clock hour of the show. See, our friends in the Flathead, they join us starting at 8 in the morning. You early risers, you get the early morning hours here on 970 KBUL Billings, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 1340 KPRK Livingston, and 1370 KXTL. They all have FM signals as well, by the way, as some of you are probably listening on the FM signals right now, at least in Bozeman, Butte, and Billings. But anyway, if you guys heard the phone call a few minutes ago from Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere, Rock heard the conversation yesterday around, I think it was around 8:45 in the morning. Jim in Kalispell called in, and Jim's a real nice guy, even though he never paid up on his bet. Back in 2012, I was on the radio back then doing my old show, and Jim in Kalispell, he bet me that Barack Obama was going to win Montana in the presidential election. He bet me that now Obama did not win Montana in the presidential election, but Jim never, you know, paid up on the dinner that he promised he was going to pay for by losing that bet. So anyway, Jim, you know, he seems like a nice enough guy. I think I have met him in person before, once or twice maybe, but he's definitely, he's one of those 30 percenters. He doesn't care how bad things get. He is going to vote for the Democrat candidates. He's going to vote for Kamala Harris. He's going to vote for John Tester. That he's one of those 30 percenter types, right? But he said something yesterday. He said, boy, I tell you what, things are not looking good for the Trumplicans in the Flathead. Everywhere I go, I see Democrat signs. I see Kamala Harris signs even here in the Flathead. And I don't know if you guys noticed what I did there, but I was like, oh, well, Jim, tell us more. So Jim, according to you, boy, the Democrats are just, they are outworking our Republican friends in the Flathead Valley. Now, I knew it was a load of Adam Schiff, but I thought, you know, let me just kind of have some fun playing with this one for a little bit here, because here's the thing. You and I can sit here and get on the radio, call into the radio show, and we can encourage our friends and neighbors. Guys, you got to get out there and work. You can't take anything for granted. You got to get out there. You got to support the candidates that you support every way possible. But you let a Kamala Harris, John Tester supporter like Jim in Kalispell get on the airwaves and talk some trash and tell everybody in the Flathead Valley how you guys ain't working and the Democrats are going to kick your butts. You and I don't need to do any encouraging. He did all the encouraging for us. But I do think it was a load of Adam Schiff. In fact, one of our listeners in Columbia Falls messaged us on the Montana Talks app afterwards. He says, I see lots of Trump, Zinke, and Sheehy signs in the Flathead. The only Tester signs we see are in Whitefish. Yeah, and that's probably the Hollywood celebrities that are camped out for part of the year, too, the far-left wackos that invade Whitefish during certain seasons. All right, let's see. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970.
This is Fox on Justice. Dallas says they're investigating crimes linked to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua in the city. Sources say that the most recent cases involve sex trafficking. Authorities in El Paso also sounding the alarm about gang activity. The Gateway Hotel in downtown forced to temporarily close its doors because of crime. And according to an affidavit, officers say the spike in criminal activity is tied to the Tren de Aragua gang. Records show police have been called to the hotel nearly 700 times. Border Patrol says that three people from Venezuela who live at the hotel have been arrested. All three already were ordered to be removed by an immigration judge. I spoke to the former U.S. Marshal and El Paso Deputy Chief Robert Almonte, who says officials downplaying this gang's presence are in denial and just concerned about their city's image.
This is a really, really big deal. They are here. They're dangerous. They're shooting at police officers. They're raping people. They're robbing people. They're hurting people.
I'm Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will range from the upper 70s to the lower 80s. Clear and quiet for tonight, low to mid 50s. And then the outlook for Wednesday calls for more sunshine, with highs ranging from the mid 80s in Bozeman to around 90 in the Billings area. Clear and quiet Wednesday night. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we had another great caller. Well, a couple of great callers in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. But Jay in Billings says this. This message came in on our Montana Talks app. The Great Reset is the definition of Bidenomics. Destroy our way of life and replace it with their vision of power and control. And yes, they dropped the stupid bomb. That was from Jay in Billings. This was actually a question I want to throw to John Jackson later this morning here. Some people are wondering, why is Kamala Harris polling so well right now? Well, obviously, you know, the fake news media is doing everything they can to glamp up her fake profile here. But I think, look at Chicago. Everybody thought, okay, Lori Lightfoot's finally leaving. They have a chance to fix Chicago and get Chicago turned in the right direction. No, they doubled down. Chicago got even worse after Lori Lightfoot. So that's why we got to make sure that's why some of these people like Jim and Kalispell, they will still double down. They will still vote for John Tester and Kamala Harris. They don't care how bad things get. Maybe that is actually part of their plan. All right. On the into the phone lines we go. We got Kevin in Billings. Kevin, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, Aaron, have you heard of Mike Adams at naturalnews.com?
I feel like I've heard the name before. Yeah, why? What's up?
Well, he reported on something that is a possibility that Donald Trump attendees at the rally in Tucson, Arizona, may have been injured by a laser. I guess it's a handheld laser. I don't know the device, and it looks like a cylindrical flashlight. Now, people say, oh, Mike Adams, well, he's full of crap. Well, I thought so, too, until I read articles similar in the Arizona Republic and the Gateway Pundit. There have been people who went to the emergency room 30 minutes after the rally because they were feeling strained in their eyes, and their eyes were becoming dry, and people felt like their neck was on fire.
Well, Gary and Billings was telling us that Glenn Beck had a similar report as well on Glenn Beck's program.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I heard this from Mike Adams. Usually, I don't put stock in what Mike Adams says because of how he was acting during the 2020 post-election. But it sounds like everything's paralleling up. In fact, I did a podcast mentioning this yesterday on my podcast.
Kevin, this reminds me, and thanks so much for your call. Very interesting. This reminds me of the whole cats and dogs story here. Because I could see some of the folks on the left will be like, oh, come on, they wouldn't shine lasers in people's eyes at a Trump rally. They shot people at a Trump rally. Of course, the never Trumpers would potentially do something like this. No, would not surprise me if this bears out to be true because of the fact that, look, they are. What is this? Actually, let me hold that thought because we got a great surprise for you here. Well, it's not a surprise because I kind of let it leak out in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. But I was taunting our friend John Jackson. You know, John Jackson joins us every Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. But I sent him an email. I said, "Hey, John, can you join us early this morning, because the 7 o'clock hour is wide open. Our 9 o'clock hour is pretty full with guests, or we'd keep you around for the 9 o'clock hour too." But so I said, John, he's Private Joker on X, and that's his profile image. So I had to use a Full Metal Jacket reference to try to get him up here in the studios early.
Get up here, fat boy. Quickly, move it out, pile, move it out.
All right. right, he made it. He's here. John Jackson in the house now. John, good to see you.
Yeah. Good morning, Aaron. You showed up the bat signal, and you know, and I was there. I was ready. I was running for the bat pole and sliding down that thing and jumping in a Batmobile. What they don't show you is when Batman finally shows up somewhere, he's got his pants unzipped. You know, he's got his hair all mucked up. He's got bed face.
I don't even want to tell you about the smell either. Ooh, that smell. You know, and we're not going to go there, but. Yeah, I feel like Adrian Cronauer when he would read the newswire flash, you know, Good Morning Vietnam. And, oh man, yeah. But move it, fat boy, get on up here. He's here. Look at how fast he moves. He moves as fast like two old. But never mind. Never. We'll just hold it right there. We'll just hold
Private
it.
Powell, you run like old people.
Oh man. Hey, but what about what Kevin just talked about there? Have you been reading some news reports about this as well, about the lasers being flashed in the eyes of Trump supporters that are Trump? It wouldn't surprise me, because they are trying to attack Trump's center of gravity. They don't want him to do rallies because that's where he connects with the people in a big way.
You got to really take this stuff with a grain of salt. You got, like, I think Dan Bongino has a saying, you know, give everything 24 or 48 hours before you really come out with an opinion on it. Because what happens on social media, and it's really bad on social media out there, you just get one person that will invent something like this, and then it becomes this circular reporting thing where everybody out there will blast it out just for clicks.
Yeah.
And by the time you know it, it's everywhere and none of it's true.
And that happens with the mainstream media all the time, and then they just move on to the next fake news thing. But yeah, because I could see, just playing, you know, devil's advocate here, I could see, man, if I was at a rally in Tucson, Arizona, my eyes would probably be a little dry from the sun and the heat as well, right? I'm not saying that this story isn't true, but that's why it's always like, you know, it's good to let some of these stories just develop, get second, you know, third, you know, reports, etc., verification. But yeah, typically with the fake news media, what you see is Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, it's actually not true. It was actually paid for by Hillary Clinton. And then they just move on to something else. And then they move on to the same, the next fake news narrative to go against Trump and the rest of us. Yeah, you heard it. John Jackson's in the house early. We're taking your phone calls as well. 294-0970.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Last week, Northern Livestock Video Auction concluded its 2024 video sale season with its annual fall premiere sale. In the offering were over 11,500 head of feeder cattle that were sold. Feeder steers weighing 5 to 5.5, priced at $298 up to $337, 5.5 to 6 weights, $3 to $3.30, with the 6 to 6.5 weight steers, $234 to $297. Heifers weighing 5 to 5.5, 258 to 301. 5.5 to 6 weight heifers, 255 to 280. We'll talk about replacements next.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You'll get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Just under 2,000 head of replacement cattle sold on the Northern Livestock Video Auction this past week. Bred cows brought $2,150 up to $2,335, while bred heifers ranged anywhere from $2,300 up to $2,700 for those bred heifers. I'm Lane Northlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John said I already covered the big story that he wants to cover. But even if I covered it, you still want to hear John Jackson talk about the story in his own words. We'll save that one for the 8 o'clock hour. I only briefly mentioned it in the 6 o'clock hour anyway, I think. So we'll get to that one in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. We got to save some of our ammo for the 8 o'clock hour, because our friends in Great Falls and Kalispell come on the show, and they're used to you bringing the heat starting at 8 o'clock. 6 every Tuesday morning. John, let's see. What do you want to talk about before we get to that 8 o'clock hour of the show? I got something I can run by. I got a bunch of stuff I can run by you. But where do you want to start?
Well, it's funny because you were talking a minute ago about Chicago and Beetlejuice up there, Lori Lightfoot, and you know, as you know, they voted in this solid, crazy communist in Brandon Johnson right after they get rid of Beetlejuice. Well, what does he do yesterday? Him and the Chicago City Council approved $51 million to house illegals up there for, guess what, 30 days. $51 million out of the city budget to house illegals for 30 days. And I guess the residents up there, the people that were at the city council meeting, were so mad about this that a bunch of them had to get taken out by the police, right? People are really, really mad about this. And Comrade Johnson just comes right out after it and says, we're going to continue to conduct the city's business. He does not care what any of them think about it. And here's the thing. Here's the other thing, Aaron. What you're seeing out of these cities and these states, you're seeing it out of New York, you're seeing it out of Colorado, Chicago, where they are spending these outrageous amounts of money on the illegals that you know they don't have. You know what they're all doing? They're waiting for Kamala to get in and the Democrats to get in so that they can get all of that paid back to them. We are all going to foot the bill for all of this. Mark my words.
No, that's exactly right. You know, it's interesting. You talk about Chicago voters ticked at their new mayor, who's even crazier than their last mayor. Which, again, it goes to show, because people would look, why could Kamala Harris still have decent poll numbers right now? Well, A, because, like we said, the Kamala Camelot coverage has been nonstop since she was, basically installed as their Democrat presidential candidate. So they are, you know, it is nonstop fake news coverage. And so they're doing everything they can to prop her up. But it's interesting, my friend Evan Wilson. He grew up in Billings, Montana. His dad was the late, great Dr. Craig Wilson from MSU Billings, Eastern Montana College before that. But Evan is a prominent pollster. And, let's see, he put out this Peak Insights polling memo here. And when it comes to Hispanic and Black voters, current national data shows Trump winning 20% of the African-American/Black vote and 42% of Hispanics, larger percentages than in his previous election. So I wonder if the impacts of illegal aliens being dumped into these communities could be one of those sleeper issues that isn't necessarily showing up in some of these other battleground states yet, the true impact of it, right? I don't know. That's just what I wonder.
My buddy Blue, who is one of our podcast partners, he is making it his mission to study these things. He really enjoys looking at them all, looks at them every day across the spectrum. And bottom line is what he's telling you is they are almost all of them fake. They are pumped up and faked up, cooked up to make Kamala look like she's right there with Trump in the battleground states. And of course, in the blue states, way ahead, because two things, because they've got to have the smoke screen for the steal, for the cheat. Okay. And also, I think you pointed out here a couple weeks ago, it's also to keep the money flowing in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why you see the Billings Gazette, nonstop fake news, local, KTVQ fake news. Unfortunately, you know, they used to have a good reputation, but they are so biased. Their political coverage is absolute trash this cycle. They will do nonstop attack pieces against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. They will never do a hit piece or raise a tough question on liberal Senator John Tester. And so the polling is still looks really bad for John Tester, but the way the Democrats and the fake news media are keeping the money flowing for John Tester is with their constant fake news media coverage. Because, see, all these fake news outlets have been losing staff, et cetera, and they're getting a lot of money off of these elections, off of campaign advertising, so they want the money to keep flowing. So that's why their fake news coverage, aside from the fact that some of them are just biased, dyed-in-the-wool left-wing Democrats anyway, but they want to keep the money flowing. And how they see the money flowing is they have to tell the New York, California left-wing mega donors, oh, don't worry, we, the fake news media, are going to keep biasing our coverage against Tim Sheehy, so you'll keep your money flowing, thinking you still have a chance to win this election here in Montana. That's exactly what's happening. And KTVQ, Color 8, the Billings Gazette, fake news coverage on this Senate race. Awesome. The Joker from X in the house early with us here because we got a busy 9 o'clock hour coming up later. John, I meant to get to this one earlier. This is kind of fun. The New York Times reporting from Great Falls, Montana. This story came out a couple of days ago, and I forgot to print it up yesterday. I got such a kick out of this New York Times story. Because my favorite part, the story is all about what rough shape John Tester is in right now.
Hate to hear that.
Then yes, you you hate to say it, Clark. The story is all about how even, you know, they quote this one lady here. Let's see, what's her name? Let me go to that piece here. Jenny Watson. No relation, as far as we know, to Randy Watson. But
867-5309, I think, is her number. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was her name Jenny? Really? I did not know that.
Jenny, who can I turn to?
8675. I did not know her name was Jenny. Okay, there you go. I never called the number, so I guess that's why I never found out. Jenny Watson, no relation to Randy Watson, who was born in Great Falls, said she has always backed Mr. Tester while voting for a mix of Democrats and Republicans. And what's interesting is Jenny, she doesn't even think that John Tester has done that bad of a job representing Montana. But she still believes that it's time to put Republicans in charge in Washington because of the economic issues, because of how expensive everything's getting, because of all of that. But also on top of that, she basically said that we need somebody who cares about freedom and family, who stands up for her values. So it's economics and it's faith and freedom for Jenny. Even somebody who voted for John Tester is now going to vote for Tim Sheehy because she just sees how bad things are getting in Washington. That was interesting, but it's still not my favorite part. But that's an interesting story nonetheless, right?
Well, you know, nothing is better. Nothing gives you a greater insight into true Montana sentiment than the New York Times, right? I mean, they just really they've got boots on the ground right here, and they know exactly what's going on. I love watching. This will happen about every 3-6 months. You see the Montana media themselves, say the Washington Post, New York Times, whoever, will do some big story out of here, and they're all complaining about it. The local media is all complaining about it because it's wrong, first of all, and because they never got a call for a comment.
Oh, yeah.
To get in on it at all. I love seeing my enemies fight each other.
It's really funny to watch the liberal media, especially the Capitol reporters in Helena, whine and complain when any outlet, the New York Times, the Washington Post, does a story in Montana and doesn't dare quote them.
It's hilarious.
Doesn't come kiss their ring. Because, like, nothing else in their career would be a bigger highlight than to be quoted in the New York Times. And look at me, I'm such an important journalist. Which reminds me, I had an email from the Wall Street Journal. They reached out to me for insight on the Senate race. But I forgot to get back to them in time, so I missed out.
You're too important for that.
Yeah.
You can't
I missed my big chance.
With the Wall Street Journal.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mom.
News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, John, real quick before we get to Mike and Big Timber on the phone lines here, I got to tell you, my favorite part, though, of this New York Times story is this line. This line. So, again, if the New York Times is doing a story about the U.S. Senate race in Montana, they are desperately trying to make people think that John Tester is still in the race, so they keep the money flowing, because Chuck Schumer, and John Tester is New York's third senator, really. He's representing them, not us, with all of his votes. But they desperately need the money to keep flowing in Montana. And then they'll try to spin it in any way possible here as well. But this is what they said. The reason why John Tester and the Democrats have struggled so much in recent years, John, is because of this. The depletion of local... I'm reading from the New York Times piece here. The depletion of local newspapers has left many residents turning to talk radio and cable TV outlets for news, with their polarized focus on national politics. Anyway... So basically, the New York Times is saying, yeah, talk radio is very strong in Montana, and so people aren't turning to those fake news newspapers anymore for their news covers. Less and less. They're turning to the fake news newspapers, and they're turning on talk radio. Now, I would argue that the reason people are turning to talk radio is not because of an absence of newspapers. People started turning off their newspaper subscriptions because they were sick of the BS. And it's the same thing with John Tester. They're seeing through his BS now, too, as well. But unfortunately, the TV stations, they're starting to undermine their own reputations and credibility because they're doing what the newspapers used to do, which is just partisan BS trash attacks on, against the Republican candidate, and then totally covering up for the Democrat candidate. And so the TV stations are going to, you know, are going to harm themselves in the process as well.
You just got to go ahead and take the W right there. Take the W, because right there, yeah. Get up the Rocky dance on top of the stairs, because what they are telling you right there, they said talk radio right up front. Now, okay, talk radio in Montana is causing John Tester and the Democrats to lose. Who is conservative talk radio in Montana? It is you and Montana Bueller, Talks.
Bueller, anybody? I would say it's not me. It's us. It's us. There's other, you know, conservatives on the radio that are out there. There's some great ones, you know, that do their own local shows, you know, Bozeman and Missoula and across the state, right, that are on radio. But from a statewide talk radio standpoint, I would say that this is the show that isn't afraid to say what needs to be said, that isn't afraid to go out there and say the truth. Even if it might mean hurting somebody's feelings, right? So the New York Times may not have said which particular talk radio shows in particular, but that's all right. That's all right.
Well, as a reward for your hard work, Aaron, did you just hear that? Did you just hear that knock at the door? Yeah, that's Agent Johnson. Not him, the other one. Not him, the other one. It's Agent Johnson from the IRS. He's got was to have a little chat with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh man. Let's see. Let's go into the phone lines here. Mike and Big Timber next up. Mike, what's going on?
Good morning, Rocky Flint.
Hey.
I have a comment for you on the polls. You know how wrong they were in 2016, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if you really want a clear vision of what's going on, check the bookies in London. It's 60-40 in favor of Trump, just in case. Those guys are pretty accurate.
Very interesting. Well, and when you look at 2016, actually, so I'm looking at, let's even look at the vote, the black vote, the Hispanic vote. In 2012, Romney got 6% of the black vote, 27% of the Hispanic vote. But even look at 2020 Trump compared to 2024 Trump. This was according to my friend Evan Wilson. Trump got 12% of the black vote in 2020. Right now, he is polling at 20% of the black vote. He got 32% of the Hispanic vote in 2020. Right now, he's polling at 42% of the Hispanic vote.
Yes, sir. And that's why I trust those bookies in London. You can bet on an election in London, in England. You can't here, of course. And they had an odds set of odds out that that Biden would not finish his a four-year term, or he would, even money.
Oh, you can bet on elections here. You can bet on elections here in Montana. There are some people.
Who was the Joker?
Well, the fake news media in Montana is betting on elections. There are certain officials here in Montana who are betting on elections, and because they're throwing all their money in with John Tester, hoping that he wins so they can get their payout, but it ain't going to happen. And so these TV stations are destroying their credibility and their reputations and their support base by going in bed so heavily with John Tester here. And it's going to blow up in their face. I think it already is right now.
Keep up the good work, Rocky Flynn.
Yeah, I don't know about Rocky, but I was at the Fusion fights and it's like I see those guys from the Grindhouse, and I'm like, man, that looks like a ton of fun. But I'm like, man, it's all fun and games until you actually step into the octagon. Those guys have been – some of those kids have been training since they were 3 years old on the wrestling mat. So even if you think you can take a punch, even if you think you've been exercising enough to get in the octagon, I still – man, these guys have dedicated their lives, some of them, to training for these fights.
Oh, trust me when I tell you that the folks – you know, I was been at Grindhouse for 8 years now, and the guys out of there – you know, they might just be your round-the-corner Montana boys, but see, these guys go out to Las Vegas, L.A., Salt Lake, you name it, and they either win these tournaments or they're coming in top three. I mean, you got right here in Montana some of the best grapplers and MMA people in the country.
I forget who the guy was. So the Grindhouse, which is the MMA gym in Billings, they had a fighter up in Great Falls Saturday night for Fusion Fights, and he came out in like green gym shorts, and we're like, and it was his first ever fight ever in, I think, official fight in the octagon. We're like, man, you know, the other guy looked like he had a little more experience. That guy was incredible. And I'll have to go see if I can find his name. We had Jason and Nara Hastings went up because they wanted to go watch this Butte fighter, Shay O'Neill, who's an incredible fighter out of Butte, who, you know, won his fight, had an incredible fight on Saturday night as well. But this guy, man, there was another Grindhouse fighter showing up. I mean, if you ever see that little G symbol, look out.
Oh, yeah. You know, they were showing these, my buddy Z had this thing out on our podcast a while ago where they're showing this new age crap where all these men get together for their psychological therapy sessions. And they all get in this big room and they all hold each other and scream and get out their rage, all this new age crap. I said, look, guys, if you are a bunch of men that need to go scream somewhere and touch other men, go to a jiu-jitsu gym, because I promise you, you're going to get touched a lot. You're going to scream a lot, and it's going to be a lot more manly than this BS right here.
Well, I'll let you do the touching of the other men. All right, let's go to Jerry in Billings. Jerry, what's going on?
Yeah, I was listening, I think it was night before last, to Clyde Lewis, and he was talking to different people that were there in Tucson for the Trump rally. And there was a group of people, I think it was Latinos for Trump, that sat right behind him that ended up getting burned pretty good. Now, Clyde claims, and he's generally, some people think he's far out, but I think he's right on, that That's a microwave weapon that was developed for crowd control.
Well, that's a possibility. Yeah, Clyde's a wild man. Clyde is wild. I mean, his show is definitely entertainment. It's one of those overnight talk. It's one of those overnight radio shows that's all about conspiracies. But Clyde will do a mixture sometime of real news and kind of fake fun news, you know, like the werewolf stuff and everything. But John, it's not too far out there to think that something like this could happen, because look at what the spoiled brat white Antifa Democrat activists did. What was that in Portland? When they were shining the lasers at the U.S. Marshals defending the courthouse from the Democrat attacks?
Yeah, put nothing beneath them. Their wackadoos, you know, burnt this place to the ground in 2020. They've tried to kill President Trump twice. But also, while you put nothing beneath them, always be looking at everything you hear, particularly on social media, with a critical eye.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because the other side, they can spout fake news time and time again and then say, oh, whoops, my bad, nothing to see here, folks. And then they move on to the next fake news story. Whereas if you do it even once, they will go after you. But that's why our side always focuses on facts.
Immerse yourself in Candy Crush music season. Crush the competition for a chance to win 3 epic live music experiences anywhere in the world. Discover the hottest new tracks from Toki Monster, Kimbra, and Lazewo in-game now. Now that sounds sweet. Click or tap the banner to download Candy Crush and play Music Season now. Starts September 19th. Open to players 18 older above level 25 in eligible countries. Price cap value and terms apply.
Fox News commentary.
158 Democrats voted against a bill to deport illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
You'd think members of Congress on both sides of the aisle would agree that illegal aliens who commit sex crimes should be deported, but no. 158 Democrats voted against Nancy Mace's Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act. The measure still passed, and if enacted, will not only deport migrants convicted of sex crimes, but also disqualify those illegal migrants who admit to domestic violence or sex-related charges or are convicted of them from entering the U.S. This sure seems pretty common sense to me, and it's unclear how the 158 Democrats who voted against it will explain to their constituents why they want to shield dangerous criminal migrants. It's also pretty striking that the party that claims to be for women couldn't even get all of its members on board a measure to protect women from sex crimes and violence. When someone tells you who they are, believe them. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
As we march ahead through the 2020s, perhaps it's time to cast back 15 years and see where we thought things were going back then. Montana State University's Project 2030, published in 2010, took a look at where trends in population and demographics were taking Montana. Had the broad conclusions of that study been more closely read and heeded, some of the loud debates taking place today over things like housing and property taxes might be a bit quieter. The MSU's economists projected a future for Montana where demographic trends delivered a population of taxpayers that was increasingly asset-rich and income-poor, taken at a time when pressure on state budgets from things like pensions and Medicaid were pushing up the need for revenue. That made dependence on a property tax levied against the value of property but paid for out of income more and more problematic. The years that have followed the report have borne out the wisdom of those projections. I'm Patrick Brecky.
Brought to you by the energy.com/heat for details.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, great to have John Jackson here in the early morning hours of the show. Some of you guys, you know, you're driving kids to school or you're driving to work, and then 8 o'clock you miss out because you might be stuck in some stupid Zoom meeting or something like that. Well, if you're somebody who's driving to work right now and you're like, man, I really like this Joker guy. I want to hear more in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, but I get to work and I've got this annoying coworker that can't hear any noises, so I can't play the radio. You download the Montana Talks app, put your earbuds in, and you can listen that way. And then you won't have to hear that same annoying coworker tap, 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 you know, type on their computer all day long. Office politics, huh, John? You know, have you ever been in that situation that I'm talking about, right? You get that one coworker. No, no, no. I don't want to hear anything else from anybody else, but you got to hear them all day long. And I was like, all right. You know.
I get that. And I am one of those people that's very sensitive to noise. Like if I hear that tap, 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 or whatever that is, I'm like, be quiet. But
I would rather hear their music than that. The smacking their lips or the tap, tap, tap on it. It's like, whoa.
Oh, we've got all kind of people with our podcast and our spaces stuff that say, I've got work, I've got this, I've got the other thing. But they'll say, I've got my earbuds, I'll be putting it in, or I'll have one earbud in so I could hear anything else going on in the office, and I'll be listening to you. And with today's technology, you can do that now.
Yeah, that's right. It's great. Yeah, I love it. But, yeah, because we got a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Kamala chanting, joining in on the chant about what? Not deporting anybody. So there's a lot more where that comes from. She down with deportation was the chant. So we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, by the way, speaking of people smacking their lips, I tried to cut off my microphone a few minutes ago because while John was talking, I was enjoying my protein chips. You know, we get started pretty early here to get the show up and rolling for you. So, about 8 o'clock in the morning, I need my mid-morning snack. So I pull out my protein chips, which is great. Because it's a good snack, but you get your protein in, low sugar, low carbs, practically no sugar, practically no carbs, better energy. But it also, that's how I help keep the weight off. You know, I did Billings' last diet almost 6 years ago now, lost 33 pounds in under 3 months, but I've kept that weight off since then by doing my monthly diet check-ins with my diet coach. It's a 15-minute meeting. And then, you know, continuing to integrate those healthy habits like, hey, having a protein snack for a snack instead of something else. Here's the deal. Billings Last Diet now has a remote option available. So you don't have to be in Billings to benefit from Billings Last Diet. You can go to BillingsLastDiet.com or call them at 294-6751. And you can find out about the remote option. So if you're in Butte or Bozeman or anywhere else, you can also benefit from their incredible coaching and their program. Man, you can throw a bag of chips to your neighbor at work too, and then you can hear them smack their lips on those chips for the rest of the morning. John, what do you want to talk about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour?
Well, like you brought up a minute ago, we have to talk about little Fidel there, the coked out little midget Zelensky in our country, in the United States now, in a swing state, in the swing state of Pennsylvania, campaigning for Kamala Harris. Right? Any of you MAGA folks out there who are still behind this Ukraine boondoggle, understand that this little guy was here yesterday campaigning for Kamala in a swing state.
Yeah. Zelensky flown into key swing state at taxpayer expense after attacking President Trump and attacking J.D. Vance. Trump had a great line where he said something like, you know, this guy's the best salesman ever. Every time he shows up, he goes home with another $60 billion of our money.
He don't have to sell that, Aaron. Money laundering sells itself.
Well, and it's just here we go again. We wouldn't even be in this war if Donald J. Trump were the president of the United States right now. Okay, lots to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Plus, we'll take your phone calls throughout the 8 o'clock hour as well.
Points. I'm Evan Brown. Time for another firearms case at the Supreme Court. We're just a couple of weeks away from the first Monday in October when the U.S. Supreme Court's new term begins, and on the High Court's docket will be the case involving so-called ghost guns and what power federal agencies might have to ban them. So far, the feds in this case, the Biden administration Justice Department, is 0-2 in the courtrooms. The case is named for Jennifer Vanderstock, one of the original plaintiffs, who along with the firearms Firearms Policy Coalition sued the U.S. government over the ATF banning by rulemaking of kits allowing people to assemble their own firearms. Such firearms have no serial numbers and don't require background checks. A federal district in Texas ruled the ban unconstitutional, and the DOJ lost the appeal in the Fifth Circuit, and now they want the Supreme Court to rule. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.